This is our rabbi. Twenty-four hours post-op after a rough game of soccer. And he is here with us today for the visitors. Our rabbi had, I believe it was an answer to prayer. He didn't wind up having hip replacement. He had a resurfacing of the femur, ball, socket, whatever. And so he didn't have to have the more extensive hip surgery. And he assures me that that means he will be able to dance sooner and without any as much repercussion. So we welcome him back. And as my son Adam did share, today is my wife's and my 34th wedding anniversary. And all I will say is that when I was growing up, I had a stepfather, and he said, "If do you think you're ever going to find this perfect woman you're looking for? And if you do, do you think she'll like you?" And my answer today is, I did, and she did. So I'm grateful for her. She's my precious bride. I love you, honey. And one other thing today is the anniversary of. 7 years ago today, I had six, I wanted to get a good deal as long as they could cut me open, six bypasses in my heart. I had open heart surgery. We had it on our 27th wedding anniversary, and I promised her that this would not, something we would do again. But I'm grateful for the Lord. I have my heart circumcised physically. As I've said before, the rest of you are all backsliders. You need to experience what I experienced. But I'm grateful the Lord, I don't want to go into it all right now, but the Lord's hand was all over saving my life with that surgery because I didn't feel any signs and all sorts of stuff. So, that having been said, let's see where we're, okay. It's Mother's Day, okay? So, we are going to start off with a few things that we never hear mothers say. Number one, I don't have a tissue with me. Why don't you just use your sleeve? I think a cluttered room is a sign of creativity. Get closer to the TV screen. How can you see it sitting so far away? Could you please turn that music up a bit louder so I can enjoy it too? Two more. If you're good, I'll buy you a motorcycle for your birthday. Run and bring me the scissors, darling, and hurry up. One last bit of humor, hopefully, is why do nagging, complaining mothers make great parole officers? Because they never let anyone finish a sentence. Okay, we're going to go on. I had one more, but that word, I peaked and I'm sinking here. Okay. I'm not subject to peer pressure. I know my wife wants to hear it. Okay, that peer pressure I'm subject to. How many, I don't know if this is the one you're thinking though, because I didn't bring that one with me because it got nixed. How many nagging complaining mothers does it take to change a light bulb? Sigh, don't bother. I'll sit in the dark. I don't want to be a nuisance to anybody. So, all right, we're back up and I'm quitting. All right. We're here to honor Mother's Day, and there are three things I'm going to speak on. We're going to speak on honoring our mothers, forgiving them, and thanking God for them. And I want to start off with a bit of a disclaimer. I'm a lawyer, so we ask you to listen to the fine print. We realize that this can be a difficult day for singles, women currently barren, and in other situations in their life. It's not our intention to exclude anyone. Rather, we desire for each of us to honor our mothers. This is about our mothers, not you as mothers. Everyone here has a mother. Amen? Can we all agree on that? We may disagree on some things, but we got to agree on that. Everybody here has a mother, and we are here to honor mothers. Many women serve as mentoring mother roles to others and are to be honored and celebrated for that as well. So we all have different callings at different times in our life, and we're here to honor the mothers in our lives. The Lord instructs us in the fifth commandment. He tells us to honor our mothers. He says, honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land which Adonai your God is giving you. He does not say, honor them if we think they treat us well. He does not say, honor them if we like them. He does not say, if we think they were good mothers, to honor them. He tells us to honor them unconditionally, to show unconditional love and honor to our mothers. And the Lord points out to us, that's good for us because we're going to live long in the land, and it's good for our mom. So I encourage everyone to do that. And let's just for a moment, this is no earth-shattering news to any, but reminisce about what our mother has done for us, even if you aren't perhaps too pleased with her today. And I hope everybody is pleased with their mother today. She put up with you as an unborn in utero when you kicked in the middle of the night and caused all sorts of other disturbances and discomforts and changed her eating habits. She experienced the pain of childbirth. She fed you in the middle of the night, rocked you, changed you, hugged you, calmed you down, comforted you, and nurtured you. So regardless of how our mother may treat us today, every one of our mothers did that for us. And I cause us all to pause and reflect and to thank our mothers for those sacrifices. I can tell you, I need somebody to run this video. Okay, can you do that, Isaac? Did they instruct you? This is a little bit of a recap, hopefully. While they're fiddling, I'm going to go on to the next part. It'll be a little bit out of order. But we also all know... We all know the instant love of someone putting their eyes on their young child for the first time, whether the child's born of wedlock, whether out of wedlock, whether the child is a surprise early in the marriage, a surprise late in the marriage, a surprise in the middle of the marriage. It's instant love. I saw my wife, Kathy, fall instantly in love with each of our four children and serve sacrificially each one, each and every day, to this day. She helped teach me how to sacrifice and to serve and love my children. This is a little illogical, because this needy, demanding person brings joy, but that's the way God works. God loves us too, and that is illogical. None of us are worthy or have earned his love. We can be pains and dishonor him, ignore him, not spend time with him, not appreciate the gift of life each and every day, not even realizing the source of our life is from our Creator, and most importantly, our salvation. Yet he models love, the love we are to have for our mothers, our children, and others. Love does not mean we necessarily like. We often ignore the instructions in God's word. He gives us simple rules to obey, but we oftentimes view his rules as a fence that we should jump over instead of a guardrail that is actually protecting us and saving us from disaster. But like a mother, even when we jump over the fence, he loves us anyway. And it's easy to be grateful. We got the video? Let me finish this thought. Easy to be grateful when we like 90% of what mom does. But what about being grateful with the other 10% or less? We honor regardless. We honor unconditionally. God is our model. Yeshua is our model. And Sergio is our techie.
Sweet dreams, Mommy.
Can we all give a round of applause for our mothers? We back on the PowerPoint? So the number one point is to honor our mothers, and Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. What a model of how we are to forgive our moms for the scars, the wounds they may have inflicted. Remember, a mother's unconditional and instant love reflects our Heavenly Father's love for each of us. And this is not to suggest that everybody in here has wounds with their parents. Hopefully, most of you have loving, wonderful relationships with your mother. I once asked a Messianic rabbi by the name of Rich Nickel when I was a new believer, what was the best way to share the gospel, the good news, with my mother, to witness to her. And his response was four words, be a good son. And I've always kind of remembered that, and I say, oh, that can be challenging at times, but what a testimony to her and to others when we honor our mothers in the good circumstances and the bad. The Menninger Foundation says forgiveness is good for our mental health. Dr. Menninger says if his patients, I think I've shared this before, would just simply exercise the ability to give and receive forgiveness, 75% of them would be healed and walk out of the mental institution if they could just receive forgiveness and give forgiveness. The Mayo Clinic, on its website, the renowned Mayo Clinic, it's a secular institution. By embracing forgiveness, you can also embrace peace, hope, gratitude, and joy. Consider how forgiveness can lead you down the path of physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. So forgiveness and loving is a blessing to us and to others. My mother, like most mothers, was not perfect, but I recall several things in my life about her that have blessed me, and frankly, if it wasn't for one of them, I wouldn't be here. I was choking as a young kid. I was probably about 8 years old, maybe younger, on a piece of chicken skin. It was caught in my mouth and I couldn't breathe. And she just calmly got up, stuck her fingers down her throat, and pulled the chicken skin out. My father died when I was 10 years old, and my mother worked and supported three young children, worked a full-time job, and took care of us. She's done her best. She has had, and we need to be mindful of some of the situations that our mothers have gone through. My mother essentially has lost four husbands due to death. So she's had a lot of junk dumped on her during life. And we also have to remember that some of the problems our mothers have may be from our grandmothers that never taught them, and on and on and on. So it is important to honor our parents, our mothers specifically, as we're talking about today, and to love them and to have wonderful relationships with them as we have with Yeshua. What a model it is and reflects. As an aside, the Bible never tells every woman to be a mother. So if you are not a mother, you are not a failure. You are not disappointing to God. God is just using you differently and has a different plan for your life, at least right now. We don't know the future. Bloom where you are planted. A biblical example of a mother who actually gets much written about her when she no longer was a mother to her natural children is Naomi. It can be a challenge when you lose your natural children to love others. But Naomi lost her sons, both of them, and her husband, and she still loved her daughter-in-laws. And let's look at the results, because we all know the story of Ruth. Even after her angst and her death, she was loving and a devoted mother-in-law to Ruth and Orpah. And specifically Ruth we're going to focus on. She even helped arrange her daughter-in-law Ruth to marry Boaz. The love of Naomi, a Jew, undoubtedly played a huge role in Ruth uttering the famous line, "Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried." As a result, listen to these results. Ruth played a role in the birth of the Messiah because her husband Boaz's lineage on both sides led to the Messiah. She is in the lineage of both Joseph, who's not obviously Yeshua's blood father, but he's his stepfather, and Mary. As another, actually I'm going to skip this because we're short on time. I don't want to argue with anybody whether this is good theology. It's a theory, and it's interesting that a mother actually, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, is actually reflective of the mother. You can see that on the bottom line. And the traits of the Ruach HaKodesh and of a mother can be comforter, nurturer, and teacher. God would be the father. Obviously, Yeshua would be the sibling and friends, and he's companionship and communication. And God is identity, protection, and provision. This is just a theory. It's not something I've documented theologically, but it makes sense to me and it resonates with me that a mother represents the Ruach HaKodesh and is our comforter, nurturer, and teacher. And we're going to look at a few scriptures on the comforting and nurturing of a mother. It says in 1 Thessalonians 2:7, but we prove to be gentle among you as a nursing mother tenderly cares for her own children. There is great comfort, rest, and security in a mother's embrace. We have all felt it, and many of us have given it. Isaiah 66:13 says, as one whom his mother comforts, so will I comfort you. Psalm 131:2 adds, like a weaned child rests against his mother, my soul is like a weaned child without me. One of the most tender and loving acts, literally giving of ourself, physically and emotionally, is a mother nursing her child. And God made them so that the women can do that. They can nurture and they can literally give of themselves physically and emotionally. Men can't do it. Men may try, and I try, but there's something special about a mother's embrace and care for her daughter or for her children. Women need not run from nurturing and raising children, thinking there is something more important or significant for them to do. It is a great calling that many women walk in mightily, and that some women balance a career with it, but it's very noble and pleasing to the Lord to simply be a stay-at-home mom and care for your children. It's an important job that the benefits will be reaped for generations to come. God honors mothers who invest in their children, and mothers cherish the moments they have with their young ones. Husbands can be in awe of the love of a mother. I know I am. It is heartwarming to watch. Mothers often put their own lives on hold to comfort and nurture kids and teach, a Yeshua-like sacrifice. So after the honoring our mothers and forgiving them, they also serve as teachers. That's the third trait of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And it says, King Lemuel in Proverbs 31 said it was his mother who taught him how to recognize a godly woman who would be a godly mother for his children. And Proverbs 31:26-28 says, she opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed or blessed. But with good deeds, as is proper for a woman who profess reverence for God. That's 1 Timothy 10. And Titus, speaking to a woman, so says, be self-controlled, pure, fulfilling their duties at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, so that the message of God may not be discredited. What a higher calling, what an awesome responsibility, and what an awesome role. The last scripture I have is, so I want younger women to marry, raise children, and manage a household in order to give the adversary no opportunity to vilify us. We can keep the enemy at bay. I hate to use this because it's a little lighthearted, but it's the love of a mother and the love of the Lord destroys the enemy. It's kind of like the water destroyed the wicked witch and she melted. If we throw the love of a, if we have the love of a mother and the love of God, the enemy cannot be victorious. And that is a goal in all of our lives. So this is what the scripture says happens with when our mothers love us, and we thank every mother in this room who has loved their children, and we thank every mother reflective of the people in this room that have loved on their children and had brought us all here. So if we can stand and thank God for our mothers and shout praises to him and pray blessings upon our mothers, and then we have a gift for you. So hallelujah. Let's just proclaim our thanks out loud to ourselves. If your mother's in the room, you can give her a hug and just shout praises and thanksgiving to the Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you for the gift of life, that you formed me in my mother's womb, that you knew the plans you had for me, and I thank you for my mother. I thank you for the role she has played in developing me into who I am today, the nurturing she did, the comforting she did, the teaching she did, Lord, and we just thank you for the gift of mothers and your design of human beings, that you give us a father and a mother that together can bring forth life. Neither of them can do it on their own, Lord. We thank you for mothers. We thank you for who they are and what they are. And we thank you for who you are and what you are. And we lift you up and bless you and praise you in Yeshua's name. Can we give a clap offering to our mothers and to the Lord? Now, we have modest token.